They wish to cure us, but I say to you, we are the cure. The cure for that infirm, imperfect condition called Homo sapiens.
The X-Men world is filled with mutants, people whose genetic differences give them remarkable abilities. Magneto can control anything made of metal. Storm wields the power of the weather. Wolverine is the perfect warrior, able to inflict terrible damage with his metallic claws and heal his own wounds in seconds. Mystique can change her form to match or outmatch any opponent. Professor Xavier has telepathic powers to read minds and project his own thoughts. Like the original Marvel comic books, the films X-Men in 2000 and X-Men United 3 years later are action fantasies, but they also deal with prejudice, as the X-Men mutants are subjected to discrimination and violence. In X-Men The Last Stand, they're presented with a solution, a drug that can erase the genetic differences and make them normal.
Who would want this cure? I mean, what kind of coward would take it just to fit in?
Is it cowardice to save oneself from persecution? Not all of us can fit in so easily. You don't shabble the furniture.
Well, for all we know, the government helped cook this up.
I can assure you the government had nothing to do with this.
Well, I've heard that before.
Hugh Jackman returns as Logan, Wolverine, and the Australian actor believes it's easy to identify with the fictional superhero's dilemma.
Everything in life is a double-edged sword. Having power is a double-edged sword. Every person's dream can become their nightmare. So even though the X-Men have powers that seem so cool, every one of them, which is what sets this comic book and the movie franchise aside, is that every one of them, because of their power, is alienated, separated, and unhappy with it, too.
You don't know what it's like to be afraid of your powers. Be afraid to get close to anybody.
Yeah, I do.
I want to be able to touch people, Logan. A hug. A handshake. A kiss.
Anna Paquin, as teenager Rogue, looks forward to a cure for her power that kills anyone she touches. But there are no easy answers, according to older and wiser Storm, played by Halle Berry, who says the issue is coming to terms with our differences.
We're all of us at this table are all different, and at some point in our life, we've had to deal with that. We're always forced to deal with who we are, and is it okay to stay the way we are, or do we need to change for a lover, for a parent, for a friend, for our work environment? Is it okay to be who we are, or do we somehow need to fix ourselves, or change ourselves, or make ourselves better, or are we not good enough? We're always faced with that question, and that's what the Last Stand is all about. Do we change, or do we not change? And is it our problem, or is it somebody else's problem? You know, whose problem is it really?
Logan, we work as a team!
Yeah, good luck with that.
The issue divides the X-Men, with Patrick Stewart as Professor Xavier leading the side promoting individual choice, and Magneto willing to start a war to reject the cure. Sir Ian McKellen is back as charismatic, though megalomaniac, Magneto.
I think the plot is more interesting than the previous two. And Magneto gets to do an awful lot in this film, which he didn't in the second one, so I'm very happy about it.
They have their weapons. We have ours. We will strike with a vengeance and a fury that this world has never witnessed. And if any mutants stand in our way, we will use this poison against them. Nothing can stop us!
Bryan Singer, who directed the first two X-Men films, was not available this time around. He was directing another superhero movie, Superman Returns, due out at the end of June. So Brett Ratner, who made the Rush Hour action comedies, took over as director of this new X-Men.
It's like a dream come true, I mean, to direct this movie. It's like one of the greatest movies you can ever make. I mean, with all the brilliant characters and amazing actors and stories. And it's not just an action movie. It's really about something. It's got levity to it and humanity and emotion and humor.
Happily tapping into that range of ingredients, Kelsey Grammer, who joins the cast and gets decked out in blue makeup and long fur as one of the favorite characters among X-Men fans, Dr. Henry McCoy, also known as Beast.
X-Men is an epic tale, so the characters have epic proportion. I mean, that's, if you know you're in an epic, you just get bigger. they're just big people. There's big energy about it. There's a sense of size and importance about it that you lend yourself to, and it's actually just playing dress up.
Who's the furball?
Hank McCoy, Secretary of Mutant Affairs.
Right, right, the secretary. Nice suit.
Henry, this is Logan. He's
Wolverine. I hear you're quite an animal.
Look who's talking.
X-Men, The Last Stand, also features Rebecca Romijn as shape-shifting Mystique, and Famke Janssen, whose telekinetic character Jean Grey seems to have died at the end of the second movie, comes back again as the dangerously powerful Dark Phoenix. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.